Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call tonight. Got a great show lined up for you. As we continue the Ascending Master series, we will be going through tonight and tomorrow night to finish up this very exciting, we think, meat on the table for you. If you are a prime time meat eater, then we have meat for you tonight to ingest into your spiritual makeup that you may have the strength and the courage to face tomorrow. You know, we are in perilous times, and yet out of the darkness, the true light inevitably shines. So if you churn milk, ladies and gentlemen, you get butter, and the cream always comes to the top. And that's what we're talking about tonight, a process, an evolutionary process, as we are going through these exciting times. I believe probably, perhaps, one of the most exciting times. We are living in an age of uncertainty, and yet we have so much potential for the future. We do know that the kingdom of Yahweh will succeed. It will be established. We will reign, and we will have access to the universe of the Creator's process. Now, we're going to talk to you tonight a little bit about the Ascended Masters as they are in relationship to, again, to the 12th chakra. And we are actually rewiring, if you will. We are being replugged into systematically. We're in an age where, and you, it has nothing to do with you as an individual, but overall as a collective consciousness, you can hear the groan of the creation, the groaning of the creation. That means the created beings that are here upon this earth are now groaning for redemption. Now, this is cosmic language. Now, the Bible is expressing that by your words you are justified, and by your words you are condemned. There are, in the Bible, the word watcher, we've taught on it in the past. You need to go and do an in-depth study to acquaint yourself that we're not alone in this universe. If you think that we're the only ones here or there or anywhere, then you are mistaken. There are plenty of other life forms in space, these evolutionary processes, and they are what we describe as watchers, and they are the keepers of our very existence. They are charged by the prime creator as keepers of time. Remember, the Bible says in Revelation that the angel will set his foot on the sea and one on the land and raise his hand and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that is our fellow brother, the Messiah, Yahweh Shua, come down in a flesh body, Yahweh, the universal king, the Savior that came to deliver and give us the access to the divine blueprint of the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And so then, thou art keepers of existence and keepers of time. We are now running in the time track of time. We will continue as we are weaving back the DNA process. Let me cover for you the word 12. It is a perfect number signifying perfect or perfection of government, or of government perfection. It is found as a multiple in all that has to do with rule. Listen to me. 12 is the final government of rule. When we reach the time when we are to rule, we will have the 12-strand DNA filaments, and I covered that last night, that they are as compared to the silicone filaments of fiber optics. And, of course, if you spell fan backwards, you get DNA plural. And that's what it's all about. We are created from the dust of the earth, or made in that sense. We were created in spirit. Now, the spirit is the energy or the light that transmits this energy through the body. We have a nervous system hooked into our brain, and behind what we call the seventh chakra is the third eye. The third eye has the pineal gland, where that this gland, unknown by science for its actual purpose in the body, it's like the tonsils or things of this nature. We don't understand its actual what it's for, because it seems to serve no other purpose than just being there. However, this is the gland that receives the instructions from the filaments or the DNA code process as it assimilates into the nervous system, and then it transmits to the brain, or what we call the seat of the soul. Now, the sun which rules the day, and the moon and the stars which govern the night, it says in Psalms. They do so by their passage through the 12 signs of the zodiac, which completes the great circle of the heavens, 360 times 3, and it degrees or divisions, and thus has governing the year within the 12 periods or the 12 signs. Therefore, 3 12s is 360, and 360 gives you a complete circle. A circle is very instrumental in perfecting your creative being here upon this earth. All of the altars, we have evidence to support this in ancient altar circles. We have biblical evidence to support this, that all the altars were made in a circle aligned true north. Now, why? Because the energy that flows from the north, and the Bible says that the seat of the Father is in the north. Everything is laid out in a series of 12. There are 12 divisions. 12 is a product of 3, the perfectly divine and heavenly number, and 4, the earthly, the number of what is material and organic. While 7 is composed of 3 added to 4, 12 is a multiple of 4, and hence denotes that which can scarcely be explained in words, but which the spirit perception can at once appreciate as it brings in complete government or divine organization. The product denoting production and multiplication and increase of all this is contained in the two numbers separately. 4 is generally predominantly seen in the 12. Now, there were 12 patriarchs. If you count from Seth to Noah, there were 12. And there were 12 from Shem to Jacob, though actually 13 in the tribes of Israel. There are never no more than 12 named in any given one list. There are 18 enumerations altogether in the Bible. But in each of this list, one or the other is omitted to favor 12. Generally, that tribe that is omitted is Levi, but not always. In Revelation 7, both Dan and Ephraim are admitted, or they are omitted. But the enumeration is still 12. Levi and Joseph being introduced for the special sealing of the remnant which shall go unscathed through the great tribulation. Now, these are products of revelation from Numbers chapter 2, where the divine principle of the circle of 12 was given to Moses by the Heavenly Father. He placed the Ark of the Covenant in the center of the divine principle aimed true north and south. This was on the meridian line of the equalization of the 4 lines of the equinox as they seasonal go through the changes, starting with the spring equinox. There are 12 judges listed in the Bible, and 12 as the number, as the predominating factor in the building of the tabernacle and later incorporated into the temple that Solomon built. There are 12 apostles. There are 12 foundations in the heavenly Jerusalem. There are 12 gates. There are 12 pearls. And there are 12 angels. And the measurement was 12 times 12 for the New Jerusalem to give you 144,000 divided by 12. The number that is sealed in Revelation, again, is 12 times 12. And this has to do with the 12 tribes. And in the priest's breastplate, the stones taken out of Jordan, and the number of the spies are 12, 12, and 12, and so on and so forth, until we get 12 as the persons who were anointed, Aaron and Nadab and Abiathar, Eleazar, Ahira, Saul, David, Absalom, Samuel, or Solomon, Jehu, Joash, and Jehoshaphat. These are the 12 priests that were anointed for a purpose. At 12 years of age, the Messiah was noted to be teaching in the temple. There were 12 legions of dark angels, and they were also of angels that marked the perfection of the angelic powers in Matthew chapter 26, verse 53. Sometimes the half interruption or defect in human government is 6, meaning that man has not brought himself into perfection, thus times 3 equals 666, and all these are occurrences because the word 12 has meaning and purpose of government. Now, when your 12 strands of helix, meaning the 12 centers of your very being, the chakras, which these 12 strands of light encoded filaments ward to the body properly, then you become in perfection, and the Bible said, until we all come into perfection. Remember, perfection is government of 12. Therefore, 12 is the necessary number of filaments of the code for the DNA. We only know of 3 at this time. And yet there are 9 in store, or in stock, or in reserve, for the appointed time as we enter or merge into the age of Aquarius. We're going to teach on that in depth tomorrow night, what the age of Aquarius would mean to you. As you very well know, we are humanity in an experiment. Remember, for the scripture said, and God said it, if you will look at, we all look at that as a singularity source, when we read in the Bible, because of the translators' errors when they translate the Bible. Strong's number 430 in Genesis denotes, and God said, it should be Elohim said. Elohim is in the plural. And the Bible says, when the heavens were created, the sons of Yah, the Elohim, shouted for joy. Now, they were in on the process of manufacturing and creating. These are the higher intelligent beings that I'm calling tonight watchers. These watchers are split now in the government. They are encoded, and there was a separation because there was a war in heaven. Now, Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels. There were exactly 3 one-third of the fallen angels. His tail drew the third part of the stars. That is in Revelations chapter 12. One-third of the angelic beings rebelled against the 12 form of government. That left a total of 9, or two-thirds, there to maintain status quo. Thus, the fall of man denoted in DNA. We only have 3. We took the evil side because we had to come through the prototype of the the first flesh, which was begotten by Satan. Therefore, we are now captive to his powers. The Bible said he can take us captive at his own will. Our minds are operating far below our potential. We must, this is imperative that we do this, we must ascend back to creator status. We must go back from which we have fallen from, return back to the knowledge of the stars. Every temple, ladies and gentlemen, that has been built in antiquity was aligned to the stars. Remember the government of the stars, and all of the ancients had the knowledge incorporated into the mathematical equations as they built the temples and the altars, the stone edifices, which declares the work of his hands, meaning that all the mathematics are attributed or figured into the layouts of all the ancient sacred sites upon the earth, including in Isaiah 19 and verse 19, where it says, a monument there when stone will be built. This edifice was built by Enoch and the mighty ones. It was left as a memento or a memorial to the great creator cause. Incorporated into it is all the scientific evidence and all the mathematical equations that makes up our environment here in the third dimension. It is also remarkably a roadmap back to from whence we came. Now, humanity being an experiment, humanity has been designed, as has just about everything else that exists within creation. The prime creator, the Elohim, began these experiments with creation a long time ago in this universe for the purpose of greater self-exploration, self-gratification, and self-expression. Prime creator brought energies and essence of life, extensions of itself, into this universe and endowed these extensions with the gifts that it had. It gave willingly and freely of its capabilities. There are many other universes and many other ways of designing universes, but this particular one was designed as a free will zone in which all would be allowed. The creators said to these extensions of itself, go out and create and bring all things back to me. You see, we are going back from whence we came. We came out from the center of the universe, meaning that we came out from the prime force, and we're extensions of light, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't get this message, then you are not a light being. Our Father himself said, I am the light of the world. He that believeth in me shall not walk in darkness. That means that you shall be regenerated or reprogrammed to bring your mind and your capabilities back in line to perfect 12 form of government, that you could come into his presence without any fear. You see, fear is what made us leave. Fear is what drove Adam out of the garden. Fear is what caused him to cover himself. Fear is the mortal enemy of ourselves. Fear has torment. We must overcome fear. And yet the agents of fear, those that produce fear, those that thrive on our fear, our ignorance and our superstition, that is all for controlling us. Even our governments of the earth are guilty of producing fear. World War II was a very fearful time for me as a young lad. I could hear the sirens going off and the air raid alerts, and I would have nightmares in the night because I would sit around and listen to the adults talk about the fearful time of war. It was a dark, gloomy time. And I came up under that dark cloud, and my soul was fearful. I would say my prayers nightly and daily when I would hear all this negative thing. That is the must. You must pray more in time of trouble. The Bible says, when you see all these things, look up. Now, what was it talking about? That don't mean you go out and look into the sky. That means you look into the upper regions of self. You have nothing to fear but yourself. Your mind is the tool that causes you to fear. Do not bring anything into the mind that causes fear. Perfect love or perfect perfection of government, when you rewire the 12 helix of your DNA code structure and you have light emitted in and incoming and outgoing, then you are a positive entity that can bring forth out of your temple things good and things just and things caring. You can share your love of creation with others. You become a positive force rather than a negative force. You're not caught up in the yo-yo of all these earthbound third-dimensional government powers that bring you up and down like a yo-yo as you sit and chew your fingernails wondering whether you're going to get smallpox. Now, the great scare is a smallpox. Anthrax is, it's like died out. There's not been any more reported cases recently, and everything seems to clear up, and now the great threat, they say, is smallpox. Well, ladies and gentlemen, after that scare has been taken care of and eliminated from our memory banks or our fear banks, we always live in fear, and all this is psychologically assimilated into the light filaments of our very being, and we send these signals, these are distress signals, out into the universe, and who is there to pick them up? Now, who thrives on fear? Satan and his angels. These are the created ones that have failed. They were in on the creation, ladies and gentlemen. They fell through transgression, and now they are receiving your fearful signals, and they thrive on fear. Well, we're down at the bottom there. We're going to come back and continue the prime journey here as we are building our way back to the Father. You stay tuned. Come back in two, and we'll have some more good news for you. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard tonight. Praise Yahweh. We are in the Ascended Master Series, and we are in the DNA code. We are replugging, trying to come back into 12, which is perfection, the 12 strands of the DNA code. Now, the DNA code of life, we are just now in the process of mapping the three strands that we have, which is the helix. We are now able almost to completely unravel the mysteries of the code that we have. And yet there lays a greater challenge as I give you the instructions here and tell you. Let me just simply set this up for you. Actually, there was a war between the Elohim, and this war was over control of the mind of their creation. That's us. Now, with the one-third fallen angels who put up a electronic or electromagnetic network, after the battle was fought in heaven, they were cast out, and earth was the prize that the rebellious ones, they won this planet. So we are, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, we are under the auspices, and we are under the command of the fallen ones. Now, by weaving this cosmic electromagnetic fence around the planet, they monitor us, and they feel the vibrations of war, lust, fear, ignorance, pain, and superstition, and this is what, ladies and gentlemen, feeds the fallen ones. Now, the ones that haven't failed, they live off of love and joy and peace and perfect harmony. 12. Praise Yahweh. Now the war of divided Elohim, are the war is over you. The battle for your soul, the battle for your mind. And the government plays a large part. And the probably the greatest inventor of our time, Nikola Tesla, he was born on July the 10th, 1856. And we know that he had many inventions. What you probably do not know was that the inventions that he was to give to mankind to put us back on a positive scale where we could have free electricity, free energy, if you will, all these patents were stole and hidden by the evil ones. Now, why would they do that? To keep you enslaved, to keep you working, and to keep you supplying their needs, and it also keeps the Elohim, the fallen ones, by feeding them these negative energies that we are emitting from our very being. Now, how that they can feed on this is a great mystery, but within itself, it is true that they do. They are the energy eaters, as they have devised a frequency fence. It is something like an electric fence, and it was put around the planet to control how much of the frequencies humans could be modulated and changed. Now, this frequency fence made it very difficult for the frequencies of light, information, to penetrate. There you go. We see through the glass darkenedly according to the scriptures. Now, as long as we cannot see clearly, then we must have doubt, fear, ignorance, and superstition, because what we can't see is our greatest fears of the unknown. Once you take away and we can see clearly, we have no more reason to fear. Therefore, the frequency fans to blot or to darken our perception and to keep us in the dark about our true origin and our true purposes. When light frequencies were able to penetrate the control fence, there was no light to receive them. The human DNA was literally unplugged. The light-encoded filaments were no longer organized, so the created cosmic rays that brought light did not have anything to plug into and to hold into. Now, what part would you play here? We are all members of the family of light, those that belong to the family of light. And the Bible said, I know my sheep, and a stranger they will not follow. We are of the Caucasian race, which is the Aryan race, and we are the master builders of the planet. We were put here to rule the planet, and we have the conscience to do it. We have the love to do it. We have the desire to do it. We have the filaments of knowledge because we operate in the congeal light range where that we have association back to the Creator. But the mere fact that we are from the family of light, then some of us are fallen and we are now in darkness and our frequency is not able to reattach itself back to the source of light. We all carry the DNA, but the DNA has been rearranged, and this is the big story that I'm trying to get across to you. We have been tampered with, ladies and gentlemen, but we are working out our salvation with fear and trembling, and that's the process. The original planner, Yahweh himself, is not going to lose this territory. Ladies and gentlemen, he will intervene at the proper time, or we will be raised in awareness and we will begin to vibrate and break through this frequency fence that the evil ones have spun around the earth. Now, when we break through with these created cosmic rays or lights, and we will begin to reattach, and our knowledge will return to us, and our DNA will begin to evolve from two helixes back to the original 12. These 12 helixes will correspond to the energy centers, or better known today in the New Age as chakras, inside and outside our body. millions of us on the planet at this time are now on this final assignment. We have agreed to carry the frequency to accomplish our goals. And ladies and gentlemen, we will not fail. There are handfuls, only a few, that are becoming masters of the ascended ones. These handfuls are now affecting others. My voice will affect you, you will affect others, and so on and so forth until the 12 spiral strands of DNA interact with one another in the body and outside the body. And then the connection of the 12 strands means that the 12 energies or information center channels will begin to function and send information back and forth one to another. Now, isn't that wonderful? Praise Yahweh. Now, traditionally, there are only 7 centers located in the body, and 5 are located outside the body. They are commonly known as your chakra centers and are aligned with the spinning of the 12 heavenly bodies. Isn't that amazing? That there are 12 spinning heavenly bodies there to coordinate the perfection of the strands of your makeup back to the Father and back to the throne from whence you came. These 12 heavenly bodies are vibrating. That's why we call the stars out there that we see in the heavens quasars. These stars give off the little twinkling is nothing but the sound that is resonating coming down from the heavens. If you have the capabilities of listening to the stars and the signals, they're electromagnetically sending forth signals, and we as a people here in the United States lead in the scientific knowledge of what these stars are saying. Our government has made great strides in 100 years. Ladies and gentlemen, if time goes on 500 more years, we will be controlled unless we break through the control of the electronic fence that they have manufactured. And now our government and all world organizations are included in the conspiracy to bring about a one world order to keep the mighty ones, the light beings, from ascending back or breaking out of this prison that we're in. Now, when a human DNA begins to rebundle as a 12-strand helix system and this information is acted upon, there will be incredible amounts of power given back to individuals. Remember I told you that there would be, instead of one every generation like Nikola Tesla, you will have them as common as fleas on a dog's back. Why? Because we will be all connected back into the internal of the creator system of the Elohim that are now giving us these energies, and we will have 1,000 Samsons standing by our side. We will have 10,000 Davids standing by our side, or we will be surrounded with the power, unbelievable power, of 10,000 times 10,000 angels. What does this mean? One can chase 1,000. Two can put 10,000 to flight according to the scriptures. Now, this rebundling process of our DNA is a mutilation. Once as members of the family of light, we are now able to take this mutation into our bodies, and we will integrate the 12 centers of the information channels and begin to reattach, and then we will begin to understand that we will create our own experiences. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. We have failed to where we have no ability to think in creative terms. By your words you're justified, the Bible said, and by your words we are condemned. Satan knew this. And therefore, he has come in and changed the cosmic code signals, and the electromagnetic energy has been suppressed, and we've been denied our full power that belongs to us. Once we take this full power back, then Satan and his fallen ones cease to rule, and we begin the masterful art of ruling. Now, these emerging days that we're into, or we're coming into the time of Aquarius, where that they will be a time of bliss, a time of creating, and a time of outpouring such as the world has never seen. Why would we have these? Because Earth is nothing but a microcosm of a macrocosm. Listen to me again. Earth is a microcosm of the macrocosm. It's a miniature version of what is happening all over, except the Earth is the trigger point or the experimentation point where the experimentation went wrong. Now, we get that from the book of Genesis. All the Elohim came down to this planet as travelers, as watchers, and they converged on this planet, and they looked to behold what the sons of men were doing in the first world. And the Bible said their minds were continuously on evil. They were mating with the fallen ones, and these creatures, or these exhibits, were doing evil things, great minds. They were now taking the power into their own hands. And the Bible said, this is what the Father himself said, the Elohim, Yahweh, if you will. If you think in a single term of energy, Yahweh, if you think in terms of many of the appreciative workers by him, by his side, we're talking about the Elohim. They decided that nothing would be restrained from man unless they broke down the code, or they confuse the code of their language, which was the power of the spoken word. Remember, the Bible says, and Yahweh said, let there be light. And there was light. But before there was light, there was darkness that covered the face of the deep. So darkness had already fell over the area where we were to come in and be lights in a dark world, or we were to bring this planet up to planetary vibrational speed, and that was the assignment. You said, well, it looks like we have failed miserably, because in this first world, they failed miserably, and the Bible says he cut that time short by bringing in a flood, and he started his experiment over with Noah and his sons and their wives. Again, we have the intervention of the evil ones. Satan began to work real quick as he enticed one of Noah's sons to go in and impregnate his mother. That's correct. Incest. The Bible says when you uncover your father's nakedness, you have had sex with his wife. And that's exactly what happened in the 9th and the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis, where we read the experience of Ham as he went in and laid with Noah's wife while Noah was drunk. And this incest brought evil once again, and the curse came back upon the race that was here to bring light. This curse has spun a web of indifference, darkness if you will, around our thought process, where we no longer have access to the 12-strand code of light and power. Our language, in other words, is encoded with sounds, and it is created reflected images that stimulates the structure of consciousness. So therefore, our language, being confused and confounded in Genesis 6, carried over until there was a perfect man found, Noah. He was right in his genetics. Look at the word generation. It is a spin from the root word genetics. Noah was right in his genetics. And so he was warred correctly. He still had the 12-strand filaments of light inducements that he could operate on and obey the Creator, and he'd become the Savior of Jacob Israel. Here we go. Now there will be many saviors in the last days, many Noahs, many Davids, as I've indicated, many Samsons, and many powerful ones. Yes, you, ladies and gentlemen, will raise up in the last day with your language coded into understanding, and your sound will create the images that will stimulate everything into existence that you speak. You will be given these powers through vibrations that are written into the enfilaments that we are now experiencing as we go back to the energy of the lost. We will regain that which was stolen, praise Yahweh, by the evil one, Satan. The Bible said, the enemy hath done this. He has sowed tares. Those tares are his scientific experiments of the genetics. He came in and sowed his genetics, these imperfect genetics. And the way for you to destroy a race, a root race, a original race, is to mix its blood. This is called fornication or adulteration of blood. When we realize that we are in a dilemma, this is where we will act the most and the bravest. We will do exploits and we will raise the level of our vibrations because the creators themselves are now assisting us as they themselves are moving into position to position the electromagnetic photon belt in the direction of planet Earth, and we will tear down the fence of the wicked one, and the mighty ones will come once again to help us to raise our level of thinking, and that's just around the corner in the coming age of Aquarius. Well, this is very exciting. I just hate to end right here. Praise Yahweh. There's so many exciting things that I believe that is in store for you. Praise Yahweh. So don't be discouraged. Don't be stressed out over these dark times. Wars and rumors of wars will happen, and things will come and go. The economy will get bad, and then it'll get good, and they jerk you around on the chain of control. It's because we are electromagnetically, we are actually fainting for life, praise Yahweh, but the day will come that we'll have a major breakthrough, and we're predicting to come anytime. This is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. I've enjoyed being with you tonight. If you'd like to call me, I enjoy talking with those that do call. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy life and schedule to actually call me and contact me and tell me how much you enjoy the show. I really appreciate it. It makes me feel real good, praise Yahweh. And if you would like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. That is 2172. If you'd like to write me, simply address your mail to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284, New Tazewell. That's two words, N-E-W-T-A-Z-E-W-E-L-L, Tennessee, 37824. Now, tonight we have talked about the filaments of restoration of the lighting codements of your very being. Tomorrow night we will finish up on the landing of a light body. You might think you're flesh and bone when in actuality you're a combination of intelligence, electromagnetic signals. That's what you are, ladies and gentlemen. The body electric, and the government knows how to control it with sublingual suggestions and manipulating the energy fields around you. Well, we're live tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and Eastern Standard Time. Join us there for the concluding of the Ascended Master Series. If you'd like to have this, you can give us a call here at Shepherd's Call. We'd be glad to send it out to you. Until we see you tomorrow night, Yahweh richly bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.